Today we're building something that a lot of people hear, but don't always consciously notice. A subway tape hiss atmosphere for drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to think about this layer in a very specific way. Not as noise. Not as a Vibe sticker. Think of it as a motion contour. If the drums are the skeleton, this hiss is the nervous system reacting to them. It's the thing that makes the sub feel heavier, the drums feel faster, and the drop feel wider without you even adding more notes. That's the magic here. In DNB, especially rollers, darker halftime feel sections, jungle refits, and neuro-adjacent stuff, a controlled hiss bed can do a lot of work. It can fill the gaps between snares, glue ghost notes into the groove, and create pressure before the drop. If you do it right, it feels expensive, immersive, and just a little dangerous. So let's build it in a way that's actually musical. First, create a new audio track for the noise source. You can use Operator, Waveitable, or a noise sample. If you want the cleanest stock workflow, Operator is a great starting point. Start with a broad, bright noise source. If you're using a sample, choose room tone, cassette hiss, vinyl static, or any clean noise with no obvious transient. Now shape it immediately with EQ8, high pass somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. In DNB, the bottom end is sacred, so we do not want this atmosphere hanging around the low mids or messing with the sub. Then low pass at around 7 to 12 kHz depending on how sharp you want the hiss to feel. If it's too brittle, dip a little around 4 to 6 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Already, that changes the role of the sound. It stops being white noise punishment and starts becoming air. Next, make it feel like tape, not digital static. Put saturator after the EQ. Drive it gently, around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. If you want a rougher edge, analog clip can work too. Then follow that with auto filter. Try band pass or a gentle low pass shape. Keep the frequency somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz and the resonance low, around 0.7 to 1.5. The idea is not to sweep wildly. The idea is to give the texture a little body and movement. Here's an important Live 12 mindset shift. Phrase every parameter. Even tiny moves in cutoff, drive, width, or threshold can make this feel performed instead of pasted in. So don't just set it and forget it. Give it life. Now we need groove. This is the key move. The hiss should not be a flat wall sitting on top of the beat. It should dance with the drum phrasing. Put your noise into a 4-bar loop in arrangement view. Open clip, envelopes, and draw movement in volume or filter cutoff. A strong DNB pattern is simple and effective. A slight lift in the last half of beat 2, a dip right on the snare, a rise into beat 4, and a soft tail into the next bar. You're basically making the atmosphere breathe around the drum hits instead of fighting them. If you want it even more locked in, use groove pool with a light swing groove. Keep the timing subtle, maybe 54 to 58%, and add just a little random if needed. The result should feel like it belongs to the beat, not like a background loop. Now let's make it clear in the mix. Put a compressor on the hiss track and sidechain it from the kick, or even better, from the drum bus if the whole rhythm section is dense. Set the attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and the release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Ratio can sit around 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. You're looking for roughly 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is where the atmosphere becomes a true supporting layer. It ducks when the kick and snare need space, then blooms in the gaps. That makes the sub feel bigger without the hiss actually being louder. If the snare is still getting crowded, don't be afraid to automate the hiss down by a dB or two in busier sections, or use utility and keep an eye on width. A lot of the time, when the mix starts feeling smaller with the hiss in, the problem is not volume. It's mid-range density, usually around 2 to 6 kHz. Now for the advanced move, resample it. Once you've got the basic atmosphere working, record it to audio. Create a new audio track, set it to resample or route from the hiss bus, and record 8 to 16 bars, while you automate filter, volume, and saturation. This is where the sound starts becoming alive in a more human way. After recording, cut out the good moments. Look for swells, little high-frequency breaths, and spots where the hiss locks nicely with the groove. You can reverse a few pieces, time-stretch tiny fragments, or use beat repeat on just a few bars for glitchy pressure. I really like the idea of keeping two versions, one clean hiss layer for the body of the arrangement, and one dirtier, more degraded version for fills, breakdowns, and switch-ups. That contrast is huge in darker DNB. Now let's think about the arrangement itself. This is not an always-on layer. Treat it like a tension instrument. In the intro, keep it filtered and narrow. Let it hint at the world rather than fully reveal it. In the first 8 bars of groove, Reduce it a little so the drums can breathe. In the final 8 bars before the drop, open it up and let it become more obvious. Then in the drop, duck it back under the kick and snare so the impact stays hard. That's the thing. The hiss should be most noticeable when it disappears. If you can always clearly identify it, it's probably too loud or too broadband. For arrangement, think in phrases. 8 bars, 16 bars, maybe 24 if the tune needs it. Use automation lanes for filter cutoff, volume, saturator drive, compressor depth, and maybe reverb send if you want a little extra lift in transitions. A practical move for a 174 BPM roller, swell the hiss during the last 2 bars, before the drop, then clamp it down hard on the first snare of the drop. That contrast makes the first sub note feel physically larger. It's a tiny move with a huge payoff. Stereo discipline matters too. Tape hiss can go huge very quickly, but huge is not always better. Add utility and start around 80 to 100% width. Check it in mono often. If you want width without muddying the center, use EQ8 in mid/side mode and keep the low haze out of the sides. Often, a narrower atmosphere actually feels heavier because it anchors the sub better. If you want more movement, you can also send selected drum clips to a return track that hosts the hiss processing. Add a little echo with low feedback, or chorus ensemble with very minimal depth and width, just enough drift to keep it alive, but keep it subtle. The goal is pressure, not ambient soup. Let's talk about common mistakes, because this is where people usually lose the plot. First, the hiss is too loud. If the moment it comes in makes the mix feel flatter, pull it down. Second, there's too much low end in the noise. High pass it aggressively. Sub and kick own the bottom. Third, it's static. If it doesn't move over 8 bar and 16 bar sections, it feels pasted on instead of arranged. Fourth, it's overwidened. Always check mono. A wide atmosphere can make the whole track feel soft if you're not careful. Fifth, it's fading the snare crack. If that happens, sidechain harder or dip the 4 to 8 kHz region a little. Now for a few pro-level variations. You can run 2 layers. One clean and tightly filtered, one dirtier and more compressed. Keep the dirty one muted until fills or transitions. You can also make a ghost rhythm version by chopping the hiss into short clips and placing them so they answer the snare instead of sitting evenly across the bar. Silent gaps on the downbeat and more density on offbeats can make it feel restless and alive. Another strong technique is reverse pressure. Render a few bars, reverse them, and use those swells before drop hits or fill resets. High pass them hard so they stay airy and don't fog the subentry. And if you want the atmosphere to feel older, add a tiny bit of saturation before filtering, then a touch of redux after filtering. The order matters. Pre-filter drive thickens the body, post-filter degradation adds age. So here's the mindset to take away. Build the hiss like a rhythmic atmosphere, not static noise. Keep it band limited, side chained, and groove locked. Use automation and arrangement to make it evolve. Resample when you want character. And always ask yourself whether the layer is helping the sub hit harder and the drums feel faster. That's the win. If you do this well, the listener may not say, "Wow, great hiss." They'll just feel the track has more depth, more tension, and more movement. And honestly, that's the better compliment. Now go build the layer, make it breathe, and let the groove get a little haunted.